Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, day 487. How are we all doing? Was I first?
I've got a big decision to make.
Oh, good grief. What's this?
Well, do I wear a shirt?
Or go topless?
Do I wear a t-shirt? Or do I go topless?
Oh, go topless. Go topless.
D-fibs.
Oh, Dee says entering the chat competition and I've gone corrupt. No. I just decided to just play with your little minds. Nothing wrong with that, is there? Hello, Dee. Have you heard? Have you heard what's happening on Saturday? Ooh! You were the inspiration for it, Dee. You were. We have a theme for Saturday night for By Request. And it is 1985! It's going to be a grand night. Although I noticed Kath was already cheating.
Was she?
She started off with, the first of her trio was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah.
Which was fine, only that was 1984.
Oh.
Yeah, Happen to know that. How do I know that? Oh dear, no. I know I mustn't admit knowing that, must I? But it's a fact, it was 1984. Oh, there you go. Renee says go the full Monty. Just don't stand up for prayers if you do that.
I know, I've just seen that. Oh. I mentioned that today.
What?
Well, we had our Catenian tech team meeting at lunchtime. And one of them, Neil, was talking about the hybrid meeting that they'd done last week. And he said, because of the way the iPads were positioned, you could see a lot of tummies.
Oh,
so I said, oh, you mean crotch cam, as we call it.
Oh, yes. When they stand up for prayers, just look the other way. Seriously.
Oh, I was thinking of your...
Oh, my governor's meeting had crotch cam. Yeah, that was bad news.
And a certain person whose name won't be mentioned.
No, won't be mentioned, no. And it was like, oh, no, make it go away. It was bad news. But I will admit, bit weird making the theme the current year, but it's a good year. It is a good year. So if you want to send in your favourite songs, Dee, feel free. We are looking for 1985 songs. And it looks like we'll have to tolerate a few 1984 ones. But, you know, if they're all right, if they could have been 1985 songs, then we would do that. So Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Who else picked songs? What else did we have? We gave context. Let me get WhatsApp up. We gave context for the year because some people are probably that old, they don't remember. Where is it? Where is it? By request. There we go. Mike says, with many schools breaking up, this week's theme is the year we left school, 1985. Bit of a different one this week, so here's a few ideas. Think about songs from that year, world events, or maybe even events in your personal life. So we got some context, and here it was. Ronald Reagan started his second presidential term. The Sinclair C5 went on sale in January. EastEnders launched in February. United won the FA Cup. Live Aid was in July. Oh, we had a show for Live Aid last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
I think it was the 13th of July. Oh, so just 2 days ago, Dee. Prince Harry celebrated his first birthday in September, so that's coming up. And Neighbours was aired for the first time. There you go. So does that remind you? Does that remind you?
Dee spotted my announcement on Slack, but was glad for something to push Renee's fertility idol out of sight.
Oh yes, Renee's fertility idol.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said I'll post it in random so it goes below Renee's balls.
See, Mike just has to be so literal, doesn't he? Whereas Dee was being so elegant there, putting fertility idol. There you go.
Yeah.
Hello, Tracy!
Well, elegance isn't my middle name.
No, it's not. So, we're still taking a vote on what Mike should wear or not wear tonight. So far, the full Monty's in the lead. So we'll leave that there. Nobody would want that. No. It's not been a good time, has it, in Europe? With a journalist dying and there's flooding and the COVID thing, just don't mention the COVID thing. Have we had any updates for today's figures? Because if Boris is still clinging to Monday, I do question his sanity, but there you go. Oh, and we did have news that the COVID app has pinged more than 500,000 people this week. So no one's working. This explains why the bins aren't being emptied, doesn't it? Mm. Which has kicked it off on Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, how long have we been at this? Oh, dear, 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 dear me. Anyway, we've actually had some good tech news today. So shall we concentrate on the tech news instead, yeah, once I've got today's death figures? Oh, now that is a logical person. The man whose wife died after having the jab, the AstraZeneca one, said... this is in the inquest, I think. The husband said... The jab had been outstanding, but the risk should be recognised, and then said that you should be able to choose which you have, which we can't in this country. So there you go. That's a good thing. That, right. So let's have a look if today's figures have been released and see if we're better or worse. The Netherlands. There was a fascinating piece yesterday. Thursday, here we go, and where are we? 48,553 new cases. And 63 new deaths. So climbing nicely. I think I got the link because I thought Renee might be interested in the picky. Let me have a look. It was a graph that they'd done. Where is it? No, not that one. Was it this one? I think it was this one. There we go. And I'm presuming if I get the link and I actually look at it live online... Let's open it up in the browser. There was a picture. It was a chart, and it was comparing the Netherlands rate with the UK rate. Fascinating, because I looked at this last night. They've changed the chart. It was much narrower last night, so it looked different. But never mind. I've got a link for you, Renee. So we are comparing ourselves with the Netherlands now. There you go. You see, Dee's voted full Monty as well.
Yes.
Yep, I voted full Monty. Let's go. Give them all heart attacks. Save bothering with next month's meeting, wouldn't it?
Let's give them all a laugh.
No. It could be worse. Oh, you could put Chichi's what's it on? Mankini.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then say, do you want me to stand up? Oh, hello, Anthony. So, yeah, that story was quite interesting, that one. But... news of the day, as far as I was concerned, Microsoft are introducing Cloud PC. So Cloud PC is a service that's part of Microsoft 365. I'm guessing you're going to have to pay extra for it, but we don't have any news on that yet. Where you have a configurable PC in the cloud. You have a virtual PC that you can access from any platform. So it could be Android, iOS, Mac, Windows, doesn't matter. Think of it as Parallels, but in the cloud. Oh, and it could be Windows 10, Windows 11. You can put all your software on it. And I'm like, this is perfection. It would actually halve your bill for the year, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Because it's in the cloud. Mike and I use different machines, but only one at a time. And we still have to pay for multiple licenses the way Parallels is. But with this one, you wouldn't. You just pay for the one. Oh! I am very, very interested in that. Very interested. It's a leak at the moment, but it's coming on the 2nd of August. And they're saying that the pricing will be announced on the 2nd of August. Now, I'm grandfathered onto Parallels, but the problem I've got at the moment is a drive died and took the Parallels VM with it. So now I need to reconfigure, but with a cloud-based solution, I wouldn't. And your bill is nearly 200 quid a year, isn't it? 150, 200?
150.
So, yeah, that would be very interesting. If it's anything less than that, it could well be the way to go. So I'm very excited about that. Anthony's seen something like that aimed at gamers. I would have thought with gamers, isn't their frame rate the most important thing, that they're flying around it? But I guess they could have, on the back end, the most amazing setup, and then that in a way they're only sending the image back to you. There was a protocol that they built for that called SOAP, simple something something protocol, the SOAP protocol. In essence, all it did, instead of sending back like work for your machine to do, it didn't. So it was only sending the pictures, and if it's only sending the pictures and all the work's happening at the back end, you can use games on platforms that otherwise you wouldn't be able to. So yes, I can. That might just work. D says, I wonder how good your internet would need to be in order for that to work. I don't think it would need to be that good. And the my reasoning for that is, it would need to be better than like a dial-up, but I think an average mobile connection would probably do. We used to use a thing called Centra for virtual conferencing. And we were on a dial-up at the time. We were on a 33.6 modem. And it worked. I mean, it wasn't blindingly fast, but it worked. And then when they brought this SOAP protocol in, it worked a whole lot better. So actually, maybe not as much as you would think. I mean, you're going to need something that's stable, but possibly not as fast as you would imagine that you would need for that to work. Dean said, Microsoft are trying to create the Netflix of games, Game Pass or something. Well, they do pretty well out of gaming, don't they? With the is it Microsoft Xbox? I don't know. I don't play games. But they do have a good name in that. Anthony's not sure how it would work, though, because you understood that for gamers, the ping rate's important. Yeah, I think for gaming, because you've got to get information back as well. It's not just that the SOAP protocol is to get the information from the remote server to your desktop as a visual. But because you're interacting with it with a joystick or a controller of some description, that would have to go back the other way. But if you think about it, a ping from a controller is really tiny. It's not like sending back a huge amount of data. So this would not be the equivalent of like a high-def movie playing through the thing. So it might work reasonably well. Mind you, see, on our internet, if we tried it, that wouldn't actually tell you much, would it? Because ours is that fast to start with. Mind you, that's not a downside, is it? Except when it went off for Mike the other night. The Wi-Fi was doing an update in the night, so mine went off as well.
Yeah.
But it just switched to 4G and off we carried on with it. It was fine. So that was only the start of the good news. The next bit of good news is Book Club is back the 25th of July. Are you going to join me this time?
No, it's past my bedtime.
Oh, actually it is. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That might yet get moved, though. It depends. But the book this time is... isn't it How to Read a Book? That's a bit meta, isn't it? Let me have a look. I think I've got that book. How to Read a Book. Let's have a look. Yes, it is. It is by Charles Van Doren and Mortimer. That's a good name. Mortimer J. Adler. It says it's the classic guide to intelligent reading. Bo is taking a holiday, so there's no smart notes this time. But we are doing How to Read a Book. And what's really funny is I bought those two books the same day in 2019. And I read them. So there was How to Read a Book and How to Take Smart Notes. And I read them together. And now this one's been covered in Book Club as well. Oh, let's have a look. Oh, Anthony says, when he was at university, came up with an idea for renting software in the same way you hire tools. Wish I'd known how to make it a reality, I'd be a billionaire by now. That's probably very true, Anthony. Oh, Renee's only played Leisure Suit Larry in the Land of the Lounge Lizards, Volume 1. That sounds a bit like Bertie Suit Mike in the Land of the Catania Meetings, doesn't it? That would work. Exactly, D. The book club book is how to read a book. It's like a riddle. What was interesting was they did completely mention this time that it wouldn't be using Bose Zettelkasten method. I think Bose Zettelkasten method blows people's minds. So we're leaving that on one side this time and just concentrating on reading the book. But, you know, notes are going to have to be taken, so it's going to be really interesting to see how they put together the... hosted graph where you type your thoughts about the book. So that's going to be really interesting. But yes, it's back, 25th. Everybody's welcome, no charge, it's a totally free thing. It is Inception, we'll see how that goes. Some people turn it into, like, you know, You know the type who reads something like a fortune cookie and before you know it, there's a 50,000 word dissertation on the meaning of it. Some of them do that, but most don't. Most are on a level that anyone can understand and share along with. Oh, house flipper. You buy, do up and sell houses. God grief, is that a thing? Wow. No, never heard of that one. I did hear of a farm thing many years ago. I think one of your colleagues used to play it, Sam. You used to feed chickens or something.
Yeah, Farmville.
That's the one, Farmville. Don't leave me with anything that needs looking after. Plastic plants, mine are doing quite well at the moment. Alarmingly well. Because I could probably kill a stone plant. But these plastic ones are doing quite nicely. But the stuff that's alive, or was alive at some point in the garden, less so. Apart from weeds, you can't kill weeds,
oh,
can
tell
you?
Tell me about it. I've been pulling them up every time I play out with the dog.
At the back?
Yeah.
They're hideous at the back.
Well, the side.
Oh, the side?
I can't get in the back.
No, we blocked the back off because she's getting too frisky with next door's, what's he called? Staffy.
Staffy, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine white, fluffy white Staffy puppies? Oh, no. No.
I always saw an Akita tonight in the park.
Oh, now they're chunky.
And this one was quite thin.
Oh, they're usually chunky, yeah. Aren't they? Big chunky
and
legs.
And the girl had a wolf tattoo on her arm.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
Like Poppies and the Wolf.
Dee says, what exactly is your book club? Is it just a book club? Or is it part of something else? How does it work? Right, okay. It's hosted by the people who make Rome Research, the note-taking app. So what happened was, the thing with Rome is you either get it or you don't. If you've got somebody to guide you through it, great. But the onboarding for Rome is quite tricky. Instead of it being like, here's a nice get started video, and you know, it's self-explanatory, it isn't. It's a blank page with today's date on it, and people don't know how to use it. So what was decided was, as part of the community, we'd set up a book club, and the book club would do the book. The first book we did was Where Do Good Ideas Come From, Stephen Johnson. And as we're reading the book, we're going to make our own notes in a shared notebook, which is called a graph, a Rome graph. But you don't have to use Rome to be able to come to the book club. Right? And it kind of grew out of that. I think at first there was about 30 people. And before we knew it, we ended up with over 500. So the second time it ran, the second book was How to Take Smart Notes by Zunke Arends, which is like the de facto standard in making smart notes. And that one, it just skyrocketed because we managed to get the author to come and visit. And what we do is we use Rome to make the notes in the kind of way that was described in the book. I actually thought it was a bit silly to do that one second. I think that one needed to have been done first. But that one's been done about three or four times. Now, the thing is, once it had been done once, we then did two books. One of them being the Smart Notes books for the beginners, and the other one being another book for the people who know how to make smart notes already. But the How to Take Smart Notes one has taken on a life of its own. And I think Paul from Ohio came for at least one session, maybe two, and said it wasn't like he expected a book club to be. And it's not. Some book clubs, you actually read the book while you're there. And with this one, there is a reading room, and that happens in the week, and that's what you're supposed to do. But there's a lot of people talking around the concepts of the book. So I would best advise you, if you wanted to read the book first and then toddle along to the sessions, and you probably get a lot from it. But they carried on doing it because it brought a lot of people to the Rome Research platform, and they are now using Rome Research because Rome is just amazing for note taking. Nothing touches it. Rome is amazing. So that's the history of why it's there. Bo was supposed to be doing another round of How to Take Smart Notes, and that's like the onboarding process for people just starting to use Rome. But he's decided he's taking 6 weeks off. So we're left with one book, which is this How to Read a Book. I've no idea what format that will actually take, because for the last two rounds, I did the Smart Notes one. And it was interesting that you don't realise how much you're learning until somebody comes in like Paul, and through his eyes, you think, oh yeah, that's how I used to feel. So Paul was saying, like, it's not as much about the book as I thought. And I thought, you know, he's right. It's more about the notes and how that bit works. So it is a book club. Depending on the book, depends on how much like a standard book club it is and how much like a course it is, where you're actually learning something alongside the book. But you can always come along for the first one and have a look. I did not rig the contest. I did not. But Simon's with us. Hello, Simon. Loving that, Anthony, a friend who used to play Farmville. Considering he's a vegan, it's a bit weird. Did you have to sacrifice stuff to sell it at market and things? Oh, no. No, no, weird. I did not rig the contest. I did not. No, I just decided to whip him first. There you go. Oh, Simon, you don't know what you're missing. You can't imagine anything worse than discussing books. You haven't read a book. I haven't read a novel for at least 20 years. Oh, Simon. Do I have a link? I do have a link to Book Club. Let me get hold of it. I think basically all you need to be is on their mailing list, but let's have a look. Room Book Club. And where is it? There we go. Right, if you want to join, all you need to do is to fill out that survey. I think there's two questions in it. Like it says, it's a book club that isn't quite a book club. Free, it's 6 weeks. There's a Zoom call every Sunday night. And all the notes are inside a Rome notebook, which is called a graph, which it tells you there. All you need to do is put your, I think it's your first name or your whole name and your email address, and that's it. There's no particular like, oh, I've got to click this button to join and then fill something in. That's it. As soon as you fill that form in, you'll automatically be sent the mail out every week. So it's starting on the 25th, which is only 10 days away. And this mail that arrived today said, we're announcing Book Club 5. Thanks for your patience. We're going to get underway on the 25th, but it's going to be a bit different. The main news is that Bo's taking RBC 5 off. Bo's decided to take the next 6 weeks to retool the How to Take Smart Notes experience, and it'll be fresh for Book Club 6. We've decided to run a single book for Book Club 5. We're returning to one of the Book Club's original members to host it, and the book and the host for RBC 5 is How to Read a Book by Mike Kramer. And then he puts a bit in there, and then it says, all are welcome. Mike and his team will lead How to Read a Book over 6 weeks, writing notes in the shared graph with participants along the way, with a weekly Zoom session on Sundays. First session Sunday the 25th at 2 p.m. Pacific, which is 10 p.m. Irish time. And then it just says you're on the list, blah blah blah, and that's it. So yeah, good news. It did say it was starting in July, but we thought earlier in July than it actually is. But it's not a fiction book, so Simon should be quite comfortable with it. You're doing stuff instead of reading. I know what you mean. I know. And yeah, I don't think we've done a fiction one. I think they're all been non-fiction. Simon has listened to some audiobooks. You're not against it. Just seem more interested in acquiring skills and learning facts. Get your fiction from Netflix. But no, I don't watch the TV either. I do listen to non-fiction, mainly crime, but the majority of my stuff is self-improvement or reading stuff or science of whatever. Yesterday, I was in cave mode yesterday. Cave mode is where I just like go dark and I'm just doing whatever it is I'm doing, and I was listening to a book. And I didn't realise, I knew I'd been listening quite a while. Let's have a look. Because luckily it gives you your stats. In Audible. So if I go into Audible for yesterday, listening time yesterday was 7 hours 29 minutes, which sounds a lot, doesn't it? But don't forget, I'm listening at 2.5 to 3 speed. So I did a quick calculation that if I'd listened for 7 hours 29 minutes at 2.5 speed, how long would that have been? And it was over 18 hours 30. It was about 18 hours 40 minutes of content yesterday. So you see, that's when I'm in my zone. I'm in my happy place. It's 1985 and I'm listening to audiobooks and I'm happy. So there you go. Today, only 2.5 hours, but bear in mind that that's also at 2.5 speed. So 2.5, 2.5 hours, times 2.5 is 6.5 hours. So 6.5 hours of listening so far. Anthony's listening to Social Warming. It's very interesting. I love that book. I really love that book. I think it explained, it drew together a lot of sources that you would see in papers into one referable bundle. And it was terrifying, the power that these social media sites actually have. I love that one. There's a lot of books about watchmaking. Somebody made a book called something like The Watchmaker's Daughter. And before you knew it, there was a million books about, you know, the XYZ's daughter, the lawyer's daughter, the accountant's daughter. It was like ridiculous. But watchmaking was one, that was the first one. And then there was about another five books that came around. It was based on a shop in the 1800s, I think, that was a watchmaker's. I'm reckoning Simon spends some time with his pen collection as well, calligraphy. Tell me so. This is all lovely, but where's Kim so I can vent a bit?
She's on the phone.
She's on the phone, she Simon. People keep ringing. Oh, Renee watches a lot of woodworking channels. Father was a furniture maker, a carpenter, always loved it. I think he was my great uncle, but I'm no genealogist, so I'm not sure. I believe he was my mother's cousin. Does anybody know what that makes him to me? I always called him Uncle Frank, but I don't think he was. I think he could have been my second cousin. But he was amazing. He made, like you're saying, carpentry, but he did it in the cellar and he had it all kitted out, and he made the most beautiful dolls' houses that sold for like hundreds of pounds back in the war years, and the attention to detail was just amazing. I didn't exactly acquire that skill. I just got forced into it by my mother. I want a cupboard making and I want one now. It's just like our trio jingle. Which is like, yeah, fine, Mum, go out and buy one then. No. I've designed it. She was great at designing it. And I just want you to build it. So that was how I learnt. Mum would design it on the back of an invoice from work and then say, that's what I want. And then I'd have to work out how we were going to do that. Like the time she wanted to put a light switch into like a panel of a wardrobe. And I'm like, but mum, and she was like, I don't know how you're going to do it either, but I have complete faith you'll work it out. And off she went and left me to it. I need to add, I was 14 at the time. So nothing like a baptism of fire, is there? Oh my. Right, let me move this. Jumping. Samurai Carpenter, that's a fabulous name. I've heard of the Wood Whisperer. Not seeing the Japanese channels, but I have heard of Wood Whisperer. Wasn't he one of the first ones to kind of do that? And didn't he do it as projects where you followed along for a certain number of weeks? I remember that.
Yeah.
I can't for life me. Where did I remember that from? Was it a course we did about YouTube?
It could have been a course, or it could have been something that was mentioned on a podcast.
I definitely remember him, though.
It was to do with YouTube, I think.
Yes, I remember that. Have we heard of Finnegan's Wake? I have heard of it, not one I've read. A novel written by someone who was supposed to be one of the greatest writers of all time about 100 years ago. Curious and read the first sentence and was confused. River Run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious viscous of recirculation back to Hope Castle. Yeah, I think I'll probably give that one a skip as well. Isn't it funny how just standard words, if they're not in a reasonable order, make no sense? That reminds me of a book. It wasn't as impenetrable as that. That sounds like Waiting for Godot. It was a thriller type book by a lady called, what was her name? She's written quite a few. I'm thinking it begins with an F, but you never know. Let me think of one of her books. Was she the one who did the Sculptress? Which you got, Minette Walters. Was it Minette Walters? No, I don't think it was Minette Walters. I've got the name Fiona in my mind from somewhere. But I don't think it was Fiona. Nope, it'll come to me. But I remember thinking, oh, this one looks like a good thriller. You know, you can tell by the cover and the write-up on the back sounded grand. And I read the first two paragraphs about five times and thought, no, I'm not feeling the love. So I put that one down and went off with something else. Totally bizarre. I'm going to have to think of what that one was. What have we got from Simon? Mr. Chickadee. Oh, I tell you what I did see. I don't know how I got recommended this. But I watched the video. I have never seen anything like it. So it wasn't because I'd watched something else that I'd actually seen this. I have no idea why it came up. But it was basically like a lump of metal that was rusted to glory. So badly you couldn't even tell what it was. And it said like, you know, something like restoration. So I thought, well, how are you going to restore that? It's a block of rust. And it turned out it was a knife. And it must have taken, it must have taken hours. And it was like condensed into this video of how he soaked the rust off it and then how he put some treatment on it and sharpened it and made a handle for it. And by the time he'd finished, it looked amazing. It looked brand new. And this thing turned out to be like, you know, 100 years old, something like that. And it, then, because I'd watched one video like that, I got bombarded with knife restoration videos. Apparently, it's a genre. And I had no idea. No idea at all, but it was amazing to see it. That's big on Facebook. Whenever something goes past on Facebook, Lad Bible, they've got like videos of repairing car upholstery, cleaning carpets, all kinds of stuff. And it's basically just the before and the after. But, you know, they must do remarkably, remarkably well. Is that Start the Novel? Are you having a nervous breakdown? It wasn't good, was it, Simon? Oh, dear. Anthony likes a channel called I Like to Make Stuff. Most of it's stuff in wood. Very good channel. Awful music, though. Let them know. So many people are told... if you watch the YouTube, if you've got a YouTube channel, then you get access to these how to make YouTube video things. And without exception, it says put music behind it. And I loathe music behind it in videos, particularly if it's a tutorial. I get maybe they're recommending it for people who don't talk all the way through the tutorial. So there might be like almighty gaps and people might think they've lost the audio. But generally speaking, whenever there's audio on the videos, music, it's always too loud and it interferes with hearing what they're actually saying, and it's just generally too loud in the quiet bits. But you put your music on yours at work, don't you?
For the beginning, I sometimes do if I'm doing a bing bongy adverty type one.
Oh, I'll put it on for that. A bing bongy adverty type video for the uninitiated is where you've got music that sounds like an apple. You know, the Apple music.
Bit of a Johnny I one.
Yes. So I would put that on, but I'd be very careful that it fitted what I was doing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no, it's not going to work, that. Oh. Oh, dear, you really did try with this book, didn't you? Are you sure it's not Waiting for Godot under another name? I had the misfortune to try and read that once. Oh, no. So what I ended up doing was getting a... I don't think... Where the heck did that come from? Yeah, I think it could have been an audio version of it. God, it was bad. But I wanted to watch it because I was watching a programme called Theatreland. It was like a reality show. And it was on a weird channel like, you know, Sky Arts. And I'd never seen this channel before. I have no idea how I actually saw 5 minutes of this show. But it started off and it said, and we're back to visiting whatever theatre it was in Shaftesbury Avenue, where Patrick Stewart and who's the other fella? The one who was in The Hobbit. He does a lot for Pride and the gay movement.
McKellen.
Sir Ian McKellen, wasn't it?
McKellen, yeah.
Yeah, so the two of them are in Waiting for Godot at this theatre, and this reality show was less about them, to be honest, and more about the running of the theatre. But the bit that fascinated me was you've got two of them, the most well-respected actors on the planet in this play. And they scooted off stage and disappeared upstairs to their dressing rooms. And there was a guy in hot pursuit of them. And somebody stopped him and said, like, you know, what's your role in the theatre? And he basically took 10 minutes to explain. He was the talker-upper. An official term, this. Another new word for Tracy. The talker-upper. It was his job to walk behind these two complete stars and tell them how marvellous they were. Well, I nearly fell off the chair laughing, and I thought, he's joking. No, he wasn't joking. That was his job. When they came off stage, and it was like, oh, I could have done better with that. Maybe that wasn't as good. It was his job to say, darling, you were amazing. So I said to Mike, you've got to watch this. But the thing was, it was on at like different times and stuff, and I never got to see the other bits. And I said, I need to see this thing. So I actually bought the DVD of the entire two seasons of this thing, just for information about this talker-upper. So if you're wondering what to buy me for Christmas, can you get me an army of talker-uppers? Because that would be fabulous, wouldn't it? Just imagine every time you make a mistake, somebody's saying, no dear, you were amazing. I want a talker-upper. Oh, what a programme that was. I wonder if it's on YouTube. I just decided I was going to get the box set. It was worth it to me. Couldn't get over the talker-upper part of it. Right, let's go to the search and see if Theatre Land is there. No, it's doing weird stuff and it's going over there. Right, Theatre Land.
Would it be bad form to write a blog post during a Catenian meeting?
No, I think you get away with it.
As long as I look like I'm concentrating.
No, this is London Theatre Land, 1975. Good grief. Theatre Land is clearly a word rather than being the TV series. I don't see the TV series. Oh, well, I'm glad I got the DVD then. There's lots of guides to it and stuff, but not the one that I'm looking for. Not good at all. But if it ever comes on again, I highly recommend it. It's good for a laugh. Best reality show. I mean, actually, no, I can't say that, can I? Not the best reality show, because I've never seen any others. So, but it was very good. It was very good. That could be the title of the show that day. Oh, I did see one the other day. It was on Lad Bible. And it was Making a Guitar. And I thought of Simon. You'd have to go and see it, Simon. It was amazing. You'll probably find it, Lad Bible, and knowing what it is. I wondered what they were doing. They had a bucket full of Lego. Right, let's see if I can find it. Because you'd love that one. No. Is it that one? Latest viral stories and stuff are all about Lego. No, they're none of those. Good grief, that's a baby Yoda. This was about a guitar. So he had a bucket of Lego, all different colours of bricks and stuff. And all they did with it was there was a mould they had. And they poured the Lego in it and flattened it down. And then they poured resin over the top of it. And when it set solid, they then set about tooling it into a guitar. They did the arm at the front in wood. They'd got like, I think it was electric, because they did drill holes into this thing and put like metal studs on it and wire it up and everything. But when I'm thinking, what are they doing? And at the end of it, they got this like Lego guitar, totally customized Lego guitar. I mean, who doesn't want one? Me, probably. It was amazing to see them do it, I'll give it that. No, I don't see it on their site. It's not under Lego anyway. Can you put guitar and find it that way? No. Nope. Although I can search for it, no. I wonder if it'd be under news, or is that actually news? No, that's actually news. Oh, good grief, I did see this one on Facebook. And I thought of our conversations. There you go. What a story. Clippy's coming back. Clippy returns. Microsoft have said if this gets 20,000 likes, we'll replace the paperclip emoji in Microsoft 365 with Clippy. And at this point, it had got 151,000 likes. So, Clippy's back. No escape. Oh. Right. Let's have a look here. Instrument making. Yeah. Which was Minette Walters, Anthony? Do you know, it could have been a Minette Walters. But I'm thinking there was a range of books, and I think some of them were made into a TV series. And I've got a sneaking suspicion the one that I was actually thinking of, Minette Walters did The Sculptress, but I was actually thinking the one that I was thinking of, I think it was like a name was like began with an F, first name and surname began with the same letter. I just wish I could remember what that actually was, or remember any of her books. But her books, to be honest, were a bit on the weird side. There was a series. Silent Witness. The woman in that. Who starred in Silent Witness? Not Amelia Fox, the one before that. Let's have a look and let's work from there. Right, that's the woman there. Sam Ryan. Who played Sam Ryan? Doesn't tell me. Amanda Burton. That's the one. Right. If I find Amanda Burton, she was the copper, I do believe, in this thing. Not the commander, not that one. Wasn't Body of Water either. Oh, the circuitous mind, the way your mind works when you're trying to remember something. Oh, she was in White House Farm, wasn't she? I remember that. No, it's not coming up. Not coming up. Yep, Amanda Burton, that's the one. Oh, Simon saw someone make a concrete guitar. I was going to say that's going to be a bit on the heavy side, but it's amazing what they do actually make. What he'd done was, I'm like, this must be something he did all the time with different stuff, because he wouldn't have to be Lego, would it? He had a wooden framework of a guitar. I mean, it was really rough, and he put it in a box. So there was like a flat box about 3 inches tall, and he put this thing in it, and the neck came out the front. And then he poured in, I had no idea what it was actually, it was like a pink skin colour type of gel. Anyway, it obviously made a mould. So he took the mould off the wood, and that was where he put the Lego and then poured this resin into it. So he must have been making it, you know, custom things for people. Just amazing to see. Because things like that, you know, you'd buy a guitar, you wouldn't make your own guitar. So you wouldn't particularly see how something like that was made, and it was fascinating to watch. It really was. I'm going to now be bombarded, you realize, with 3 million videos about how to make guitars, which is not going to happen, because as I told my mum, I reached a point where I did all the woodwork that she wanted, and then I said, Mum, I'm done hanging up my chisel. And then not long after she died, I think about 3 or 4 months, and when I said not doing any woodwork, I even meant assembling stuff from IKEA. Not happening. And about 3 or 4 months after she died, we had this cupboard in the office. And while it should have stood up, it leaned badly. And unfortunately, it didn't lean the right way. If it leant against the desk, fine. But no, it had to lean the other way, didn't it? And we couldn't lock the door, because we had to put the door up to the cupboard and then jam the door so the cupboard didn't wobble. So I said to Mike, I'm going to have to face facts. I'm going to have to do some woodwork. Well, he went white. He was like, no, you've given that up, you don't want to do any more. Oh, we're going for the shirt option. The winner is a crumpled white shirt. It's all right, they'll never notice the creases. No. Put the light on so you dazzle them and it'll be fine. That looks absolutely, are you leaving it open at the front? Yeah. You're like Miami Vice. I want to take a picture, but you'd stop me.
Yeah, all I need is a medallion.
Oh, I could get you a medallion. Yeah, we could get a medallion.
Hey, baby.
Wish you could see him posing. Oh, think yourself very lucky that you don't.
Are you okay for what?
I'll be okay, but I could do with more ice. Let me get the rest of the ice in here. It's just completely melting as soon as it comes in here. It's that warm.
Of course, as soon as I open the door.
Oh, yes, Madam's going to want to go outside. Mind you, she should be that stuffed she can't move with all she's eaten. Oh, Tracy's binge-watching Silent Witness. I did watch one... I think it was it a double episode? No, they used to be double episodes. I watched one overnight on UK Gold. And I didn't really remember it at all. And I couldn't believe that I didn't really remember it. Because I think I've seen all of those. It was the episode with Adrian Dunbar in, the one from Line of Duty. And I had no recollection of this episode at all. None whatsoever. Couldn't remember who'd done it, what the plot was, nothing. Nothing. But at the moment, my binge watch, if I'm binge watching anything, which I've been listening to books, but if I'm binge watching anything, it's NCIS. Because I only saw up to about season 5. I think Mum carried on watching, but I found it disruptive that it was on at different times. So I may have seen the odd one, but no more than that. So it's all on Prime Video at the moment, up to season 15. And I think I'm on to season 9 at the moment. So I'm not... If I watch anything, that's what I would probably watch. But I'm not, like, watching 2 a day or anything like that. Whenever I've got 5 minutes, I think I might put that on. Usually, like last night, I was cranky before I went to bed. And I didn't want to go to bed cranky. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I was cranky because I was at a session and it was appalling. Absolutely appalling. So you know when you're in a session and you're like, no, I want you to do, no, don't let him speak. It was supposed to be a Q&A and we were supposed to be asking questions of the experts. And all that happened was all the gobby ones took over. Me. And I'm thinking, I don't care what you think. I want to talk to the experts. I want to hear what they've got to say. They didn't get a word in edgeways. Well, I did this and I did that and I'm like, oh, make it stop. And I actually make sure the microphone's turned off and then start talking back to them. So by the time this session had finished, major grumpsville. But at least today I was perked up by the fact that we are, I won't say certain would be the wrong word, but very likely we have a 32-inch iMac on the way. New toys. Imagine I haven't actually got the old one set up yet, have I? The old one that's actually the new one, if you're with me. But, you know, if a 32-inch iMac came out, I have to be there. And I'm holding on to the fact that last year's was announced in August, so fingers crossed. Ooh. Not heard from him, D. Not heard from him. He'll be back. He'll be back.
You're back.
Who's back?
Lola.
Which episode was that? What were we talking about, Tracy? Oh, in Silent Witness, it was... I think he played a psychiatrist. Let me find it. See what number it was. It was one of the later series, I think. You don't spell it like that. All right, let's try that. It was called Fear. Season 15, episode 11. Oh, I'll tell you what was interesting with it, who was actually in it as the guest stars. There was Adrian Dunbar from Line of Duty, but there was also
Good girl.
Tom Ellis, you might have heard of him, and where's the name of the other one? Jodie Comer, who is in Killing Eve. And it was from 2012, so it's 9 years old now. I don't think it was the strongest story, but it was good to see Adrian Dunbar in a different role. No, D, they have made a 24-inch, but they didn't release a new 27-inch. So the 27-inch that's available is the old model, which was released last August. Was it mid-August? Mid-August, I think, last year. And we knew then that would be the last Intel iMac. But it was just a case of how long it would be before there was the new M-series iMac. There is talk that it won't have the M1 chip, that it's not powerful enough, that it will have the M2X. But it seems to be more likely than not. But they might make us wait till September, we don't know. Oh, Tracy's not got that far. It wasn't one of the best ones, I didn't think. But the acting was superb. Jodie Comer took a great part off, and Adrian Dunbar was very, very good. Keep your eye out for Tom Ellis. I can't, what else was Tom Ellis in? He plays a young priest in it. What else was he in that we might have heard of? Oh, that's right, Miranda. He played the boyfriend in Miranda. Anything else he was in? Do you know, I look at the Internet Movie Database and it's all a complete mystery to me. The Secrets of Crickley Hall. No, never heard of it. No, never heard of any of these. But I knew his face. Oh, he was in EastEnders. Not that I watched that either. Honestly, I look at this stuff he was in and I've not seen anything. Ah, Holby City. I would have seen him in Holby City. There you go. But I don't think anything else. Nothing else in there. But I knew the face. Missed what I said. Right. I was saying, if this is about Silent Witness, it was good to see Jodie Comer's acting alongside Adrian Dunbar's, and he took a very different character off than he did in Line of Duty, so that was good as well. And that there's a guy in it called Tom Ellis who's playing the, I think he's a priest in it, a young priest. And he was in Miranda. That's the only thing I would have seen him in. But he's been in loads and loads of other stuff, but I wouldn't have a clue about any of it. None whatsoever. But you'll enjoy it. Although I didn't think it was the strongest storyline. But then I like it more when it's like a forensic investigation where they find a piece of information that leads to another, another, another. And this one wasn't. In fact, there was so little of some of the main characters in it, it looked like they were running out of time in the series to get one more episode in. And there was a lot of the episode that doesn't involve the standard characters. But let me know when you think about it when you get there. It is episode... Series 15, episode 11. You'll know it because it's got Ted Hastings in it. And, yeah, it must have been an old one. 2012 it was. Oh, Tamsin Althwaite was in it, that's right. Which was also bizarre, seeing people like that. But, yeah. It wasn't bad. I wouldn't watch it again for a while, but it wasn't bad. It was okay.
You bet.
Oh, it's too warm in here, isn't it?
It is.
You're heading off shortly as well and leaving me to it.
Yes.
Well, it's all right, because I've got a load of stuff to do. Not even done the essay yet. I haven't even got a title for today's yet. I'm sure I'll think of something. Anybody want to make any suggestions? 17 ways to skin a cat, that kind of thing. Oh, I'll find something.
How about, why is a dog always hungry?
Because she is. Because you take her on long, long walks and then she gets peckish.
Right, you can have one more dog biscuit.
Oh, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Going out that way with it now. You see, you know when she's had enough because she takes the last treat and disappears. Well, if she takes the treat and lies on...
She took the dog biscuit I've just given her out there and came back in for more.
Oh, Lola. What are you like?
Right, well, I better go and see the Catinians. Now I've got a shirt on.
Yes, Mike is dressed. Mike can actually head out to his meeting right now. And I'll head off and do some writing when I can think of a topic. Something will come to me, won't it? It's only 250 words. You can do it. Ooh, Tracy, there was also a guy in it called Mark Leatheran. And he was at the Octagon for a load of stuff that I visited. He's a little bit moody, to be honest. In real life, he's a little bit moody, but he's in it too. You see, why did I have to go and see something that he was in when I could have gone to see something that Adrian Dunbar was in, who smiles all the time? Oh, well, never mind. Right, so Mike's headed off. He's already gone. So I will say good night from me. I will say good night from Mike, and we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.